USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump hit the campaign trail for Georgia Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler ahead of Tuesday's runoff elections. At a Monday night rally in Dalton, Georgia, the president told supporters that control of the Senate and ultimately the direction of the country hangs in the balance. He also said that he would continue to fight to keep the White House.
Your vote tomorrow will decide which party controls the United States Senate. The radical Democrats are trying to capture Georgia's Senate seats so they can wield unchecked, unrestrained, absolute power over every aspect of your lives. If the liberal Democrats take the Senate and the White House, and they're not taking this White House, we're going to fight like hell, I'll tell you right now.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
President-elect Joe Biden was also in Georgia on Monday, campaigning for the Democratic challengers in the Senate runoff elections. During a speech for John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock, Biden criticized the federal distribution of coronavirus vaccines.
By electing John and the Reverend, you'll be voting to get the states the resources they need to get the vaccines distributed. It's a shame what's happening now. It's a literal shame. I've said it before. Getting America vaccinated will be one of the most difficult operational challenges this nation has ever faced. But we've known it for the last months. This administration has gotten off to a god-awful start. The president spends more time whining and complaining than doing something about the problem. I don't know why he still wants the job. He doesn't want to do the work.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
A leaked audio tape of a phone call President Trump had with Georgia's Secretary of State, in which he appeared to ask election officials in the state to overturn the election in his favor, is drawing reactions from both sides of the aisle. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says the issues the president has been raising about the election are something that Congress should be debating. The California Republican tells Fox News ensuring that elections are fair and safe would unite the country.
What has happened here in this last election because of COVID, people just sending ballots out to anyone who's on the rolls. Well, these rolls have not been cleaned up. And this isn't the first time this has happened. When are we going to straighten out our elections? And when can we have a debate about the integrity of the elections? And if we really want to unite this nation, that's what the House should be doing in the Senate. This should never happen again in the future. We've watched it before. We have to change it. And we have to make sure that our elections are accountable, have integrity, and are safe.
Senator Chris Van Hollen says the call could rise to a criminal offense. The Maryland Democrat tells CNN that he believes a future Justice Department should look into it.
I do think this has the elements of a criminal act, and there's been a lot of discussion about that. I think the authorities in Georgia and a future Justice Department need to look into that and make a determination about whether or not to bring charges.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.